This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When people observe your life, who or what would they conclude is your master? They might be totally deceived, right? They might see a wealthy man who lives in a large home and drives an expensive car as being mastered by his money, not knowing that anonymously he gives 95% of his wealth to God in the form of supporting a charity devoted to caring for the needs of the poor in some foreign land. This is much like when the disciples of Jesus observed a woman with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on Jesus' head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Jesus said to them, "She has done a beautiful thing to me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial." In both of these cases, who was their master? Remember Zacchaeus, the slightly built tax collector? Money had been his master until he met Jesus and took him into his home. His life was transformed, and the change was seen in how he repaid those he previously ripped off. When God observes your life, what does he see? Does he see in your heart unencumbered and uncompromised devotion to him? Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, "No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve both God and money. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.